This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This afternoon, you get to meet the new president and CEO of the Roseburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Kira Zavala. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So did I get your name all correctly and all that?
You did it perfectly.
All right. Well, good. Because nobody wants their first interview on the radio to start with their name being mispronounced. So just trying to do a good job there. So last month, you were announced as the new head of the Roseburg Chamber. Tell people a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been in the chamber industry for 9 years, and it's a passion of mine. I always joke around that I always showed up and had a seat at the table, and no one turned me away in Medford. And I've had a great experience learning about how to promote communities, how to help communities, membership development, programming, partnerships, which is something that I really enjoy doing. And I'm looking forward to bringing that here to Roseburg.
Now, the Medford area, now Roseburg or Medford Chamber was more than just Medford, right?
It is Medford and Jackson County, but we did predominantly focus on Medford.
And of course, that area is a lot bigger, a lot of different dynamics and all of that. What was it about the job here in Roseburg that specifically interested you?
I have always wanted to be a CEO, so this is actually my dream job. And when I did the research on the Roseburg community, I fell in love with it. All of the beautiful amenities and the outdoors, and it's very unique. And if you've seen one chamber, you've seen one chamber, and every community is different. And I'm all ears listening and doing as much research as I can.
And now you probably have gone through Roseburg before.
I have.
And what were your thoughts, like before this job ever came along, what were your thoughts when passing through Roseburg?
I would go to Black and Blue every once in a while, but that was about it.
All right. So talk about chambers of commerce and why you think they're important.
Well, chambers of commerce have been, the first chamber was over 400 years ago in France in the late 1500s. And in the United States, the first one was in New York in the 1700s. And back then, they were really focused on trade and policy. And now chambers over the last 400 years have really transitioned and focused on connection and community and supporting local businesses. And I feel that to have a strong Roseburg, we need to have strong businesses and a strong community.
And it's amazing. I had no clue that a Chamber of Commerce would have gone back that far.
Yes, they do.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, the world of shopping really has, and any kind of business has really changed in the last, you know, couple decades, last generation. You've got all these online options that got ramped up during COVID, et cetera. Why do you think having an organized local business group is even more important now?
Well, for every dollar that's spent in the community, 67 cents actually stays in the community. And in order to have a thriving business community and community in general, we need to keep our dollars local as much as possible. The small businesses in our community that are thriving and or struggling, we need to support them, because our children and all the nonprofits are going to those businesses asking for donations. And if we're not supporting them, then they're not able to support our community.
What did you see in the last few years in the Medford area and Jackson County with the business climate? How are things doing there?
You know, with a strong chamber, things are doing pretty well. Different industries, obviously, at different times of year do struggle, but that's when you can lean into your chamber to really share what your needs are so your chamber can help you.
And looking around the Roseburg area before you accepted the job here, did you kind of drive around different parts of town and look at the businesses and just kind of see what was out there?
I did. I came and I drove quite a bit with my family, and we went in downtown area and in the new parts of the town. And It was interesting to me. But now that we have a community survey that we have posted, we have quite a few responses now, and I've been looking at those, and it's been very enlightening for me to really understand what the business community wants and needs are.
So talk about this community survey. What are you asking people, and who's it aimed at?
it's aimed at everybody in our community. It's not just members. It's not non-members. It's people that have lived here for a long time. It can be small businesses. It can be entrepreneurs. It could be retirees. I just really want a full understanding of the community needs from the business perspective, from a retiree perspective, and from businesses who aren't members, who I need to know why they're not a member and what they know about the chamber and what their needs are so I can help support them.
So where do people access this survey?
You can go to our Facebook page, Roseburg Area Chamber, and also on our website. I will have it posted there this afternoon. And it's 5 to 7 minutes. It is a little bit detailed, but we need that information so we can make sure we're building the chamber of the future.
And for you to walk in here, you know, I was thinking when you live in one place for a long time, you've done similar work, but you come in here and you're relearning, you're learning for the first time in a new environment. You know, all these things that maybe people that, like me, who've been around here for a long time, just intrinsically know. This has got to be a kind of a fun journey, but at the same time, you probably have to keep asking a lot of questions.
I really do. I'm asking a lot of questions. I am Googling a lot of things. I'm using maps to find where things are, and it's actually becoming a lot easier on my fourth week here.
Well, and in fact, after a month on the job, overall, how do you think things are going besides that area?
We're doing very well. We are working on our infrastructure and our building, and we are building a foundation so that our chamber can be strong and meet the needs of our business community very quickly. We've gotten a lot done. We have a little bit more work to do, and I'm really happy with the progress so far.
So, yeah, talk about the building if people don't know where you're located at.
We're at 410 Southeast Spruce Street, right on the river. It's a beautiful building. It's right across the street from the Umpqua Business Center. And currently, it's not open to the public, but we're hoping to get that opened by the end of June. And we're looking at bringing community partners back into our building, and we're currently having conversations about that.
Yeah, so talk about why you felt like it was important to not be in there right now.
You know, there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt. There's been some deferred maintenance within the building, and so we just want to make sure that it's safe for everyone and get all of the utilities and amenities back up to date.
And so you kind of alluded to this. You are across the street now, right?
Yes. I've been extremely grateful for the Cow Creek Tribe. They have offered up an office across the street at the Umpqua Business Center. Travis Hill has been amazing to work with, and all of the staff. And we're just really appreciative of their support. And they see and they know the value of Chambers of Commerce. And I'm just very grateful for that. And without their support, this would have taken a lot longer.
So other things you've done in the first month?
First month, I've been on a listening tour. I am scheduling meetings with as many people as I can so I can learn. I attended the Economic Development Commission meeting, and I'm just listening. I just want to meet as many people as I can and learn as much and as quickly as I can to help the business community.
What are your overall thoughts about, you know, and it's hard to get it exactly after a month, but about how business is doing, especially around Roseburg?
I would say that they have been struggling, and in part it's due to the lack of connection and support that they feel. They do not feel connected to their chamber. There's a lot of different organizations doing amazing work, and they're all working in silos. And as a Chamber of Commerce, we are the conveners of the community. I want to invite everyone to the table to have conversations, to partner. Many hands make light work, and it's really important that we are leaning on each other and utilizing each other's resources to support one another and support our community, because that's what is important.
All right, Kira Zavala, I'm going to get this right yet. Zavala, right?
Yes.
There we go. She is back, whether I can say it or not. After the break on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock, 1247, and we have got the head of the Ford Family Foundation, Kira Carlisle, coming in with a special announcement tomorrow on Inside Douglas County at 12:30. Make sure you are listening for that. Kira Zavala on here with us today, 1 month into being the new president and CEO of the Roseburg Area Chamber of Commerce. So yeah, come into a new community, you've got a new job, it's a lot similar maybe to what you've done before, but it's a whole new environment, whole new conditions. What do you feel like the response to your role has been so far? As you mentioned, you've been out meeting a lot of people.
Everyone's been so welcoming. They're so excited to have a change in leadership, and it's just been very refreshing, and just I feel very appreciated and inviting, and I'm looking forward to taking that energy and turning it into action.
And what are some of the things people have said they would like to see the chamber doing that maybe it hasn't been going on lately?
So far from the results of the survey that we've put out, there's been a lot of conversations around economic development that they really want to see some work around that. And I would say overall, the biggest response has been about wanting to convene and connect and have mixers, business after hours, and just really connect and give referrals and business to each other.
Well, and I know that used to be a more common thing. Stuff like that kind of went on pause mode during COVID and didn't necessarily come back so much.
Yes, I did notice that, and I'm looking forward to bringing it back and bringing some new content. There's also been a lot of feedback about the type of content and speakers that businesses in our community want and need, and I'm looking forward to bringing those to our community.
What are some of the other plans you have for the chamber moving forward?
Right now, I've got a lot of ideas, but it's not what I want. It's what the business community wants and needs. And so there will be a lot of networking opportunities that will be available as far as the specifics. I don't want to speak to that just yet until I really get a good understanding of what the business community wants and needs through that community survey. But I can say we will have business after hours. There will be a ton of networking opportunities. There'll be educational opportunities. We are going to bring back the awards dinner. I know that that was something that was really big back in the day. And we're going to do it nice, and we're going to do it right, and we're going to honor those that are deserving of awards in our community.
Well, I know a lot of people will be happy to hear that. It used to be not that many years ago that that event would draw very close to 1,000 people.
Yes, I've heard it was upwards of 900, and I do have experience with events that large, and I'm really looking forward to bringing that back to Roseburg.
So, and maybe a lot of people know this, but maybe some don't. Explain how the chamber, what you guys do, how it's funded.
So the Chamber is a 501c6, and we are a civic nonprofit. We do have a foundation that's a C3 that does work through the nonprofit side. And we advocate for businesses in a lot of different ways. We are funded through membership dues is one, as well as sponsorships and advertising. And if you go to a chamber event and you purchase a ticket, all of those actually go to the operations and running the Chamber of Commerce.
So do you feel like you're kind of jumping in and kind of restarting in a way?
I absolutely do. I do feel that we are rebuilding a chamber of the future for what Roseburg is going to be. And I'm really excited about that. And I thrive in that area. And I'm looking forward to a few years from now looking back and saying our community came together and rebuilt the chamber that they needed. And that really just excites me.
So for somebody, and we've got a lot of business community people listen to KQEN, if one of them is wondering what you would say to them to encourage them, maybe they haven't been involved in the chamber in the past few years or maybe even longer, to jump back in and get involved.
I cannot do this alone. This is going to take the entire community coming together in different ways to build the chamber of the future, to grow together, to support one another, with the end results of our community thriving and our businesses growing and thriving. And I can just lead, and I can rally, and I can gather people, and I can share best practices. And really, it's going to be the business community that steps up. We've already had several people that have stepped up and wanted to get either re-engaged or join. We just launched an application online for membership on our website, and we had our first one join on Friday night, and very excited about that. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more members join. My goal is to grow our chamber to about 800 members. Right now, we are at 160, so we've got a long ways to grow.
And if people are interested in at least checking that out, where do they go on the website to find that?
You can go to roseburgchamber.com and select the Join Us button at the top of the website.
Now, right now, you're a kind of solo operation, right?
I am. I do have someone that I am working with that I've worked with for a really long time in Medford who has come over and is helping me with some of the facilities management to manage vendors coming in and out, and very grateful for him. His name is Tom, and he owns the event agency, and I've done a lot of events with him in the past, and he was very excited to come and help, and he's been, I could not have done this without Tom, let's just say that.
So looking around the Roseburg area, after just a few weeks here, have you gotten a chance when you're not working to check things out, and what has kind of interested you about the Roseburg area in particular?
Well, Chamber for me is a lifestyle, so I will always be with my hat on because it is who I am through and through, supporting communities. I will say I have gone to a winery, and I'm looking forward to going to more places, so I would love an invitation and have someone show me around.
So you've gotten to a winery. You've probably figured out we have a lot more than that.
I do, and I honestly feel that this is such a unique community with all the beautiful wineries, and I'm looking forward to being able to be a part of that conversation and help to promote that outside of our area, because that is a huge draw here. That is an untapped market right now.
Well, and of course, in the Rogue Valley, you've got wineries down there, too. I don't know what the number is compared to up here, but both places are getting pretty well known for what they do with wine.
They absolutely are, and I'm looking forward to being able to help our community here and to promote that as well.
Now, have you gotten out to other areas, you know, out to county parks or wildlife safari or other places like that?
I actually have been to wildlife safari many times, so I'm pretty familiar with that. As far as the parks, there, I have gone to a few parks just personally before coming to Roseburg, and I'm looking forward to continuing to explore the area a lot more.
And now for the Roseburg Area Chamber, are you kind of drawing the business community that you want to pull from essentially the city limits of Roseburg or nearby? Is that kind of how it's set up?
Anyone can join any chamber of commerce, no matter where you're located. I want to help our community. So if there is a business that is not located in Roseburg that wants to grow their business inside Roseburg, it's a great opportunity for them to join. And also on my way into work today, I was thinking about how I do want to connect with the other chambers in the county and really work with them. And like I said, you know, many hands make light work. Well, we all have different resources that we could be helping one another, because at the end of the day, it's about helping business succeed.
All right, and if people want to find out more about the Roseburg Area Chamber of Commerce, you've already mentioned it, but as we wrap up, tell people a couple ways they can get connected.
You can go to roseburgchamber.com. You can email us at roseburg@roseburgareachamber.org. And our phones aren't working right now, but they will be later this week. So email and website are the best two ways to contact us right now.
Kira Zavala, new president and CEO of the Roseburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.